I have a question for you today, which is March 23rd, 2022. How do you feel about independent thinking? Meaning this, do you think that you, as an adult, a serious thinking adult, have the right to make decisions about your own life for what's best for you? What do you think? Now, I'm not talking about if you're in a rest home, if you've been injured, if you can't walk, if you can't move, if you can't think properly, if you can't motivate yourself or have good people around you to motivate you, like I've had for most of my life. Do you think it proper for a person like me, and you know me because you've been listening to me for years. Some of you have been listening to me. You don't like me. You never will like me. And I'm the kind of a person that will tell you, well, that isn't necessarily my problem. It's yours, because I'm not trying to win friends and make the world happy. But wait a minute. Do you think it right for me to stop thinking independently without having someone else think for me? Now, I don't want to get into any conspiracy theories. I don't want to get into anything like that. I just want to have a simple, frank conversation about reality and what reality looks like in every phase, in every step of the way. Well, I'm going to answer the question for you. No. No one makes decisions for me unless I am incapacitated, where I can't make logical, objective decisions for myself. Now, this has nothing to do with me being an American. This has nothing to do with me being a man. It has nothing to do with me being 78. It has something to do with me. I am, as far as when I woke up this morning, I'm still in charge of my life. I pay for this website each month because I want my friends to know that I am yet cognizant. My mind is working functionally. Let me give you a prime example of how that looks. Do you remember when Jesse Smollett got sentenced, I think it was for 150 days or something like that, in jail in Chicago for the noose around his neck and stuff? Do you remember the last words he said when he left the courtroom after the judge gave him time? He said, "I am not suicidal." Do you know why Smollett said that? Because other individuals that have gone to prison, gone to jail, have ended up hung, dead, and he was letting his family and his friends know that there's nothing wrong with him, that he's not going to hang himself over this 150 days in jail. I understood why he said that. I said, that man is cognizant of what's going on, because if they find him stretched out and hung, he didn't do it. He's not that way. Well, I'm making that same statement. I'm not either. And you need to know whether you are safe in that area also. All right, I've been reading the news and I've been checking out what's going on all over the world. This war is hellacious. I have to be around solid individuals that can think clearly about everything that is taking place. And my life has changed drastically because I no longer drive. I have a friend coming by today. I'm going to ask him to take me by the market so that I can pick up some groceries. I have a little EBT card that the people gave me because they don't think that my Social Security is giving me enough food. I think it's enough. I have enough. I have to buy some more canned goods, some more fresh water, and things like that because I no longer have a car. So I need people to come by and take me around to do that. I don't have a problem doing that. I'm not going to burn out my daughter's time. I have to live differently. And I'm living intelligently. I'm thinking about everything. Health-wise, I'm going to get my dog to walk me around the block today and to keep me striving to stay well. I appreciate those of you that are praying for me. I just want you to know that I'm still cognizant. I'm making logical decisions. I'm going to hire a young man to paint my bathroom when it's finished, and it's almost done. The walk-in shower, all they have to do is they have to measure for a glass door. They have to come and put it in. Now, why am I doing things like this? Why am I continuing to improve my home and to improve my life? I'll tell you why I'm doing that. Because that is the way you stay in touch with what is important to you. You must do that, because if not, I'm going to tell you, even sometimes your children are going to feel strange about you. Well, you know, Daddy, we're looking at other people's old parents, and they're losing their minds, and they can't conduct their lives right, and they can't think right for themselves. I am 78 now, going on 79, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not ready to be institutionalized yet. A lot of people may think that I am because I'm an independent thinker. I have always been an independent thinker. Now, until I do something crazy out of my ass, some real crazy stuff, and I don't do real crazy stuff. I don't do crazy drugs. I don't do hanging around crazy people. I am still a very rational individual. Until that happens, I am on my way to being the person that I have to be. I hope you hear me on this. I see that my volume has gone down on this program. It fluctuates like this from time to time, but I want to finish this idea. I want to finish these thoughts. I want to get them out, and so that you, the listener, can understand how to do your life. Do it in your lane. Now, let's get into the conspiracy theory part of John Coleman. I believe that the government and people in the government can control the behavior and the lives of what people do in this society. And I believe that if you don't follow the laws of society, you will be controlled by these agencies. I believe that as long as I follow the particular laws of this society, pay my taxes, do what I'm supposed to do, stay out of trouble, don't get involved with crooksters and people that are nuts, that I'm safe. I recall a couple of months ago the death of a friend of mine that was a co-pastor with me in the church that I attended years ago, Lewis Finister Sr. And Lewis died in a rest home. I think COVID got to him. Well, I'm not ill. I don't have COVID. I've had my booster. Now they're talking about a second booster shot. I don't need it. I know that I have congestive heart failure, and if I get COVID, I'm going to die. But I don't think that I'm going to be taking any more boosters trying to do things like that, because that's following a mandate that has now become ridiculous. I'm living in a world that seems to be ridiculous. I know that as a senior citizen, I'm taking up space, and somebody else could be in this house paying somebody else, some Chinese or somebody else, a whole bunch of money. I'm still here. I'm still cognizant. I can think rationally. Think for yourselves, people. Think for yourselves. If something doesn't seem right to you, question it. Question it. Think for yourselves. You have that freedom. God created you with the ability to do that. Now listen, you're going to need people in your lives. You will always need people in your lives, but you will always be called to think intelligently for yourselves about absolutely everything that confronts you in this life. Okay? That's where I am on this, the 23rd day of March in the year 2020. And open up that Bible and read it, but get the correct understanding of that Bible. There's only one God in the whole universe, and that same God reigns supreme. I trust him in everything in my life. And let me say this. I want to say this and so that you can pick up a sense of who I am. I don't fear dying. I've never experienced it. I know someone in my family that's very close to it. He told me, he's my brother, he told me that he has experienced these moments of getting close to that, and I know what he's talking about because I have too. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to fight to stay alive and active and strong in my mind. I'm 78, going on 79 now, and I'm on my way. I passed 1 month. I'm on my way to pass the second month, and then I'm on my way to the third month. That's just the way it is. Thank you for coming to my website. And for those of you that are living somebody else's life because you have no other choice to do that, good luck. But remember, think for yourselves. And know this, that God will carry you through, even if it comes to death. I'm not afraid of dying. Dying is a part of life. The Bible says, man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. My mind is the same mind that I had years ago before I was pastoring a church. And I thank God for it. And I thank God for you. Thank you for coming to my website. And I hope that you've gained something from this short but very important insight. God bless you all.